Wheat Surplus, David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. During a conversation with Darcy Pollock, a Washington state-based representative from Syngenta who specializes in wheat, I read to him the following from a past report. 1909 was the last year that winter wheat growers planted as small amount of acreage to wheat that farmers planted in the fall of 2016. U.S. wheat growers have been cutting back on seedings in recent years. They were expected to cut acreage again this season for the fourth year in a row.
So that sums it up well, Dave. And there's certainly a lot of things going on, whether it's in Washington, but probably even more acutely throughout the rest of the market, and specifically for winter wheat and through the plains, where, frankly, over the last 3 years, there's been exceptional yields. They've been breaking records in a lot of different states. And Washington certainly had a very good year this year. Speaking to a lot of the guys that grow our wheat, they've had bumper crops, record yields. So as a consequence, and this isn't any different through the rest of the world, farmers are sitting on a lot of grain. And as a consequence, when that supply is overreaching demand, you certainly get a dip in that commodity price. And that turns people away from wheat and they look at alternative crops. And we're hoping that it's going to be a short-term thing. There's nothing like low prices to cure low prices, but it certainly takes a little while sometimes. So I don't think Washington's any different or at least too different from a lot of those different factors that are going on.
Wheat growers from Colorado to the Great Northwest certainly hope that's true. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.